Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I hope you are all well. Welcome to another beautiful episode on this silsila, Madani Faida. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, through the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have thus far completed 15 lessons of the Madani Qaida. I do hope your Madani Qaidas are out. If not, not a problem, you may follow on screen as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Damu Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, emphasizes that we must always make good intentions before good actions. This is necessary for us if we want to attain rewards and thawab from the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, I urge you, myself included, to make good intentions right now that I'm participating in this silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whatever I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that and teach others. Always keep in mind the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite an abundant amount of durood-e pak or salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. As is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said in the summary of the narration, that the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be that person who would have recited durood or salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Sufiya, the Awliya Allah, the pious ones, they have done some research, some tahqeeq, and they have told us that if we recite 313 times durood-e pak, salawat upon the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily, this must be minimum of course, but 313 times, and inshallah azza wa jal, that will qualify in the category of reciting durood in abundance. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept and grant us enthusiasm to recite large amounts of durood-e pak, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I do hope your Madani Qaidas are out. Open to page 34, or you may follow on screen. Today's lesson is lesson number 16, which has to do with tafkheem and tarqeeq. Now, if you remember, a few episodes before, we had mentioned tafkheem and tarqeeq, but we hadn't gone into details. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will explain completely what is tafkheem and tarqeeq. Do memorize these terms. Note them down, understand them, and apply them. This is what knowledge is all about. Knowledge, we seek knowledge, something beneficial knowledge we seek with good intentions, and we understand it, then we practice upon it, and then we teach others. This is the system of knowledge. This is the cycle of knowledge. Therefore, tafkheem and tarqeeq. What does this mean? Tafkheem means to pronounce a letter in a thick tone, with a thick voice. And tarqeeq means to pronounce the letter with a thin tone, with a thin voice. Very simple. Now, there are three letters. Alif, Lam, and raw. that are sometimes pronounced with a thick voice, in a thick tone, and sometimes in a thin tone. Alif will be pronounced in a thick tone if the letter before it is pronounced in a thick tone. And it will be pronounced in a thin tone or with a thin tone if the letter before it is pronounced with a thin tone. Very easy, very simple. Okay? Tafkheem, pronounced in a thick tone. Tarqiq, pronounced in a thin tone. Alif, Lam and Ra are either pronounced with a thick tone or sometimes with a thin tone. Alif is pronounced with a thick tone if the letter before is pronounced with a thick tone, and it is pronounced in a thin way, in a thin voice, if the letter before it is pronounced in a thin voice. Now, Lam. If the letter before the Lam of Ismi Jalalat, Ismi Jalalat is referring to the holy and the blessed name Allah. This is what we call Ismi Jalalat. Allah. Now, if the letter before the Lam of Ismi Jalalat has a fatha or dhamma, then the Lam of the Ismi Jalalat will be pronounced in a thick tone, with a thick voice and with a full mouth. However, if the letter before the Lam of Ismi Jalalat, Allah, carries a kasra, then the Lam of Ismi Jalalat will be pronounced in a thin tone. Inshallah, the examples will follow soon. Now, except the Lam of the Ismi Jalalat Allah, all other Lams will be pronounced in a thin tone. So Alif is done. Its explanation when it's pronounced in a thin tone or thick tone. Lam is also done when it is pronounced in a thick tone and thin tone. Ra is left. Now the conditions of Ra, when they are pronounced, or when Ra is pronounced in a thick tone with a full mouth, listen carefully or follow in your Madani qaidas as well. When the Ra has a fatha or dhamma, if you remember many a times, we had mentioned this. When the Ra has a fatha or dhamma, it must be pronounced with a full mouth, in a thick tone. Also, when the Ra has a fathatain, which means double fatha, or dhammatain, double dhamma, it must be pronounced in a thick tone. Or when the Ra has a vertical fatha. When the letter before a Ra sakin, when the letter before a Ra sakin has a fatha or dhamma, that Ra sakin will be pronounced in a thick way, with a thick tone. Also, there is a kasra before a Ra sakin in the previous word. Or when any letter belonging to the letters of Musta'aniyah, remember the seven letters, is present after a Ra sakin in the same word. All these examples will mean that the Ra must be pronounced in a thick tone with a full mouth. Alright, there are certain conditions when the Ra is pronounced in a thin tone, with a thin voice. Alright? And that is when there is a kasra, or kasratain, which means double kasra, under the Ra. When the Ra has a kasra or kasratain, double kasra below it, it must be pronounced in a thin way, with a thin voice, not a full mouth. Or when there is an asli kasra, which means an original kasra before a Ra sakin in the same word, or when there is a ya sakina before a Ra sakin. A ya sakina before a Ra sakin. In these three cases, the Ra will be pronounced in a thin way, with a thin tone and in a thin voice, not with full mouth. The next Madani point, temporary harakat. Now, in the glorious Quran, some words that begin with the letter Alif, they don't have any haraka. They don't have a fatha or dhamma or kasra. So whichever haraka one applies to this kind of an alif, during its pronunciation, that haraka will be temporary. Understand? For example, you may look in your Madani qaidas or on screen, the word irji'i, alright? that alif has a kasra below it. But here, we are giving this alif a kasra. So it's a temporary kasra. Irji'i. Also note something very important, that the raw sakin will be pronounced in a thick tone when in the same word, the letter which is preceding or before carries an asli kasra, which means the letter which is before has an original kasra, and the letter after it is one of those seven letters of musta'aniyah. For example, mir sadin. Now look at the raw sakin. Before it is a meem, it has a kasra. This is an asli kasra, it is an original kasra. It's not something that we just added. It's not like the meem didn't have any haraka. This is the haraka, the original haraka, the original kasra of the meem. And after the raw, what letter is there? Sad. Sad is one of those seven huruf musta'aliyah. And we know the huruf musta'aliyah must always be pronounced with a thick tone. In this case also, that raw will be pronounced with a thicker tone. Mir, 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 sadin. Understand? I know today we have discussed quite a bit of notes and points regarding tafkheem and tarqiq, but it's necessary. Otherwise, how will we understand what is tafkheem, what is tarqiq, where does it apply, where doesn't it apply, where do we pronounce with a thicker tone, where do we pronounce with a thinner tone? So these notes are necessary as well. More important than this, we must understand it. If we don't understand, we will not be able to apply and practice it when we are reciting the glorious Quran. Therefore, it's necessary as well to please go over these notes, to revise. And still, if one is having a problem, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Dawud Islami has Madrasatul Madina for kids, for grown-ups, for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters separately. You may approach any Muballigh of Dawud Islami. Islamic sisters can approach Muballighat of Dawud Islami and find out, inquire from them. If you still don't understand these lessons, any of these lessons, or you still want to perfect your pronunciations, enroll in Madrasatul Madina. If there is no Madrasatul Madina near your city or your suburb or your area, then Madrasatul Madina online is also available. So there are ways that we can help to reform and rectify our pronunciations, inshallah azza wa jalla. Please do turn to page 36, where we will begin today's lesson, or you may follow on screen as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, so dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, today's lesson as well, we are not going to break down into syllables each word or the letters. We are not going to spell them out with the harakat, with the symbols and signs. That I will leave to you. It's the normal Madani request that you, in your own time, take out those 12 minutes at least minimum and revise the work. Break down the letters, the words with the harakat, with the fatha, dhamma, kasra, etc. and spell them and pronounce them. This will help you in the beginning. This is very beneficial. At a later stage, when you know how to pronounce each letter with its proper makharij, then this won't be necessary, inshallah azza wa jal. Let us begin, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala. In this example, the qaf, do you remember what letters it is part of? The huruf musta'aliyah. We are not saying kala, we are saying qa, with a full mouth, a thick mouth, a thick tone. The alif, the lam as well, listen carefully how we are pronouncing it. Are we pronouncing it with a full mouth, a thick tone, or in a thinner voice? Sirata. Sirata. Here as well, sad and ta are both part of the huruf musta'aliyah, and therefore they are recited with a full mouth. The ra, as you can see, has a fatha, and therefore is also pronounced with a full mouth. We We are not saying Sirata. Sirata is incorrect. All here will be pronounced with a full mouth. Sirata. Sirajan. Sirajan. Kana. Kana. Malan. Malan. Mafazan. Okay, again, always keep the makharij of each letter in mind. Another thing, keep the qaribu sawt in mind. You remember? Qaribu sawt are those letters which sound somewhat similar, but they are different. Keep these in mind always. And these two letters, sa and za, try not to stretch the sound of this letter. Mafazan. In a normal manner it should be recited, ma'roof manner. Mafazan. Talibu. Talibu. Tabu. Tabu. Khalidan. Khalidan. Abidun. Abidun. Ghasiqin. Ghasiqin. Ghain and Qaf are also part of the Huruf Musta'aliyah, therefore pronounce it with a thick tone. Be careful not to pronounce the Qaf and mix it with the Kaf. Ghasiqin. Ghasiqin. Alright? That's incorrect. The Qaf must be pronounced, keep its makhraj in mind, pronounce it with a thick tone and a little bit of a harder sound. Ghasiqin. And we are not saying Ra. Ra is incorrect. Ghain is part of the Huruf Musta'aliyah, therefore with a full mouth we must pronounce this. Ghasiqin. Ta'amin. Ta'amin. Allahu. Allahu. Alright. If you remember, in one of the points we had mentioned Ismi Jalalat. When we talk about Ismi Jalalat, we are talking about the blessed word or name Allah. This is what we are talking about. In this example, you can see the Hamza which has a Fatha. And as we mentioned, the Lam of Ismi Jalalat, you can see there, above it is a vertical fatha. But before this, the Hamza has a fatha. Therefore, we will pronounce Ismi Jalalat, the Lam of Ismi Jalalat, with a thick tone, with a full mouth. We will not say Allah. Allah here is incorrect. Right? Allahu. Wallahu. Wallahu. Wallahu, fallahu, fallahu, innallaha, innallaha, huwallahu, huwallahu, minallahi, minallahi, Rasulullahi. Here as well, the Ra has a Fatha and therefore we are pronouncing it with a thick tone and a fuller mouth. Ra, we are not saying Rasul. Rasul here will be incorrect. Rasul. And Sin Waw Dhamma Su. Why are we pulling here? Because this is Waw Madda. We have learnt already that before a Waw Sakin, if there is a Dhamma, then we must stretch or elongate that sound according to the duration of one alif. Rasulullahi. Here, Ismi Jalalat, before it is a Dhamma. And that's part of the rules as well, that before the Lam of Ismi Jalalat, if there's a Fatha or Dhamma, then Ismi Jalalat, that Lam will be pronounced with a thick tone, with a full mouth. So therefore we will not say Rasulullahi. Rasulullahi will be incorrect. Rasulullahi radiyallahu radiyallahu. Lord is part of Ismi Jalalat. Be careful that we must not pronounce it in a thin tone. Pronounce it with a thick tone. And Ismi Jalalat before it is a fatha. Therefore, we must pronounce the laam of Ismi Jalalat with a thick tone, a full mouth. Some people make the mistake and say radiyallahu, radiyallahu. That it said so fast, the ya gets eaten up and is not pronounced. So instead of radiyallahu, radiyallahu. Keep these things in mind.
Qalullahumma. Qalullahumma. Lillahi.
Alright, here you can see that Ismi Jalalat, the Laam, there is a Kasra. And we learnt that when there's a Kasra before the Ismi Jalalat, which has the vertical Fatha, in this case we must pronounce in a thin voice. So we will not say Lillahi. Lillahi will be incorrect.
Lillahi. Billahi. Bismillahi. Bismillahi. Qulillahumma. Qulillahumma.
Here as well, this is actually, watch the shape of Ismi Jalalat, how it's changing when other words or letters are attached to it before or after.
Ma wallahum. Ma wallahum. Illa alladhina. Illa alladhina. Inna alladhina. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عَلَى عَلَى صَلَاةً صَلَاةً.
Again, a kind reminder, always keep the makharij of the letters in mind and always keep قريب الصوت in mind, that which letters sound somewhat similar but they are different. Also, keep the rules in mind. All the rules, the letters that we have learned before, the letters of Qalqala, the letters of Musta'aliya, the letters of Ikhfa, etc., etc. Keep these rules, these laws in mind, then we will be able to correctly pronounce these letters, these words, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Rajulun. Rajulun. ألم ترى ألم ترى رزقوا رزقوا أكثر أكثر.
Remember, this is a kaf. The kaf with the jazm with the sakin must be pronounced with a thin voice. Because this, if it was a qaf, we will pronounce in a thick tone. But here we are pronouncing with a thin tone. And kaf is not part of the haroof, the letters of qalqala. Therefore, we are not emphasizing or bouncing the sound of this letter, echoing the sound of this letter. We are not saying akka, akka, saru. No. In a very normal manner, gentle manner, akthuru,
ajran, ajran.
Okay, here you can see this is an example of one of the letters of Qalqala, the jeen, sakin, which has a jazm above it, and therefore here you can hear the bouncing or echoing sound. But remember not to echo it too much, otherwise it will seem as if we are adding a fatha there. If we say ajaran,
Ajran.
This is incorrect. In a very normal manner, Ajran, Ajrun, Ajrun, Ibrahim, Ibrahim,
Arushun,
Arushun. Alright, in the first example here, Ibrahim, we can see the raw has a vertical fatha, and one of the rules is when the raw has a vertical fatha, it must be pronounced with a thick tone and full mouth. Look at Arushun. Now, if you go back to our notes, keep this in mind. The raw sakin is there, and point number D, Madani point number D, when the letter before the raw sakin has or carries a zabr, which means a fatha, or a pesh, which means a dhamma, it will be pronounced with a thick tone. And here we can see the ayn has a fatha, and this is before the raw sakin. So that raw sakin, it must be pronounced with a thicker tone.
Arshun. Am sabarna. Am sabarna.
Here as well, the ba has a fatha, and this is before the raw sakin. So that raw we will pronounce with a thicker tone, a fuller mouth.
Am sabarna. Am sabarna. Urji'una. Urji'una. Yurzaquna. Yurzaquna. Irji'u. Rabbirhamhuma. Rabbirhamhuma.
Again, please keep the makharij of each letter in mind. Keep qarib al-sawt in mind as well. Look how the letters change their forms and their shapes when they are combined and joined with other letters before them or after them as well.
Rabbirji'uni. Rabbirji'uni. Inirtabtum.
Keep in mind the letters of musta'aliya, keep in mind the letters of qalqala, the letters of ikhfa, tafkheem, tarqeeq, which we have just discussed a few minutes ago. Keep in mind idgham shafawi, ikhfa shafawi, idhar shafawi. All these things, while we are reciting, have them in mind. And for this, we must revise. If we revise the lessons, inshallah azza wa jal, you will be able to remember and recall which rules apply where.
Amirtabu. Amirtabu. Kullu firqin. Kullu firqin. Firqatin. Firqatin. Mirsadin.
Alright, now here we are pronouncing this raw sakin in a thick tone. Do you know why? What is the ruling here? That if there is a kasra, okay, let us turn to the notes on page 35, right at the bottom, note, which is written in red. It says that when there's a raw sakin, okay, it will be pronounced in a thick tone, when in the same word, the letter before it, preceding it, has an asli zair. This means an original kasra, right? And the letter after it, succeeding it, is one of the musta'aliya letters. Mir sawdin, the same example is written there. So in these cases, that raw sakin, will be pronounced in a thick tone, a full mouth as well.
Mirsadin, mirsadin, fi qirtasin, fi qirtasin.
This is just another example, same as mirsadin, that we see the qaf has a kasra. This is an asli kasra, it is an original kasra, and after the raw sakin is a ta, which is one of the musta'aliya letters, and therefore this raw will be pronounced with a thick tone and full mouth.
Fi qirtasin wan nahari, wan nahari, rijalun, rijalun, amrin, amrin.
You can see the raw has a kasratain, which means two kasras, and therefore we are pronouncing this with a thin tone, a flat tone.
Amrin, fasbir, fasbir, قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ, قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ, خَيْر, خَيْر.
Alright, you can see the circle there. This is a sign of a waqf. It means that we are stopping here. When you see this in the glorious Quran, normally you see some numbers in the circle above or below it, each one has a different meaning. But this is showing you that this sentence or this ayah, this verse is ending, it's stopping here. Different rules apply as well. Then inshallah, in one of our future episodes, we will discuss regarding the waqf, which rules apply where, inshallah. Therefore, when we are stopping, we pronounce as khayr. Although the raw has a dhammatain, which means two dhammas, we should pronounce as run, khayrun. But since we are stopping here, we are making waqf, which means to stop. Therefore, we are not pronouncing the dhammatain, those two dhammas, and we are giving the raw a temporary sakin, a temporary jazm. This is how we are pronouncing it, khayr, right? The next example is exactly the same. Nadir, nadir. If we are continuing, then we'll say khayrun. Or if there's no waqf, if that circle is not there, this circle is like a full stop. If it's not there, we will say khayrun and nadirun. But since they are there, we will say khayr and nadir. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have completed 36 pages of our Madani Qaida. We have completed lesson number 16 to do with Tafkheem and Tarqeeq. A lot of notes are there. I'm hoping, and it is my Madani request, that you please take out that 5 minutes or at least 12 minutes of your busy time and revise these notes individually or collectively with other family members or friends. That revision, remember, repetition and repeating is part of learning. That revision will absolutely help you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Do it with good intentions, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And join this beautiful movement of Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami is working actively in more than 100 departments across the globe. Madrasatul Madina is just one of those departments. Join into and participate in the Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami, inshallah Azza wa Jal. You will see a lot of benefits, a lot of positivity in your life, your family, your society as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until next time, do join us on the next episode of this lovely silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Qur'an.